Blog Talk Radio.
Listening in, tuning into a very, very special show of Philly Shine Radio. Special because I want to show some love to my homeboy, past DJ Big Philly, will have his funeral tomorrow morning. I gotta get that information again. And tomorrow we're gonna have my live cipher. I'm gonna make sure we give him like a nice tribute. Then with the music, Knox Law, down in West Philly, definitely an artist. And, you know what I mean, listeners, everybody, sign up to musicnotch.com. Great place to promote and sell your music. We're going to do a live cipher, 3849 Warren Street. Definitely hit me up if you need any more details, 215-839-8186. And it's a chance to actually get these ciphers broadcasted. I ain't really talking about nobody, but, you know, we try to do ciphers in the past, and it's like people take the footage, and I guess they just want to learn new raps or something. I don't know. But it's not that type of party tomorrow. You know, all artists are welcome. Getting ready to post up the pictures of the law so y'all can check it out or whatever while we talk about this fun topic. And when I say we, I mean me and my beautiful co-host, the lovely Diva Status. What's up, mama? Wait a minute. Is your mic open? There we go.
Good evening. Yes, baby, I got you.
What's up with your beautiful ass? How are you?
Girl, I'm shaking like jello right now after I got the topic that we're talking about tonight. Because you know I got a story.
I got a story, too.
Okay, you go first.
I'm not going to go first. I'm going to go throughout the whole show. Because, like, I really have bad date written on my forehead. Like, I'm the worst dater. So we're going to just talk about it, like, I'm going to give some advice to some people, too, as well. So tonight's topic
right.
is fun. What would you do, you know what I mean, or what have you done to try to fix a bad date? You know, we're going to get a chance to interact a little bit, have some fun tonight, and talk about the fun we had last night at the Big Open Mic Wednesday. I love Swagger ENT. Much love to Cash County. We had such a ball. Shout out to my Frex and all them fish bowls. Wow, we had fun. We're going to see what's up with the switchboard. I got some new music on deck. Shout out to my VIP, Dirty Boy, Reekin Boy, featuring ARM. I forget the name of the song. I done named it My Motherfucking Niggas Made a Song and shit. I always name songs something funny. But let's see, what's the name of it? Bankroll. Is that it? Yeah,
Bankroll. Okay,
Bankroll. All right, yeah, it's definitely hot shit. Three of Philly's finest on one track. It's real good shit. But we're going to show some love. We got a caller from the 215-856. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Beckham.
This is who?
Beckham.
Beckham, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fine, Miss Honest Fire. Say no, what's up, Honest?
Who is this?
This Timo.
Oh, Timo.
Yes, sir.
Timo, you little fucking shit. How you doing? You got something to say? I'm on
the set. No, I'm just calling to kick it. Say no.
I miss you. Oh, that's good. Well, that's what you should have said. You should have finished the joke, you shit.
I knew that voice sounded familiar.
Yes, sir. I'm the troublemaker.
Yes, you are. You're a big, big troublemaker. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk some shit, have some fun tonight. And you got to come check me out tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow?
Freestyle Friday, so I should come check y'all out since y'all doing a cipher, right?
Yeah, what's your freestyle? Oh, you on your show?
Yeah, but what time is the cipher?
It's all night. We got internet there. You can bring your show to our show.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And I'm getting ready to start doing a show live from down there. Shout out to Brit Graphics. I miss her. I'm getting ready to start doing the show live from down there or whatever. So it'll be real nice to come connect. I'm trying to get G-Stick's ass in there.
Oh, man, that'll be something.
Yes,
I gotta get that G-Stick's.
I might tell him to call in too. But we're going to have some fun tonight on the show. We got some music on deck. I definitely got to go into some of my shit from my L&I bro, Catch Wreck. Yes.
You know you got me spoiled on all the Philly music. I am like so, I'm digging all the Philly music. I definitely, before you play the first song, I want to give a shout out to everyone that's in Philly that's been following me on my Twitter. I know I be talking shit, but that's just how Diva does. So, thank you.
Anybody got a problem with you talking shit? If they do, you know my number.
Girl, I know, right?
You know my number. I don't even play those type of games. But, yeah, everybody do really show, they show a lot of love. And at the end of the day, we're here to network and listen to some good music. I'm going to wait. I wanted to go in and play
Bankroll.
Weekend Boy song. Yeah, I wanted to go in and play Bankroll, but I'm going to leave that alone for a second and play my favorite song from my boy Catch Wreck. Actually, I'm going to retire the song because he says I play it too much. I need to play something else of his. But I'm like, I don't really do requests on this show, so you have to listen what the fuck I want to listen to. Thank no. But it's all about, you know, showing some love to artists who give me that good music. Why not show you some love? And yes, if a lot of people is asking for it, I'll play the song, you know, but you got to have a lot of people. This is Catch Wreck with These Hoes Is Ratchet. It's fun. Like, listen to this shit.
Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Make it look easy, you understand me? Catch Wreck. What I do.
Been Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out. Just say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes is ratchet. Most of these niggas is ratting. Most of these niggas that's rapping ain't no truth in it, just rapping. I say, leave me alone, you ratting nigga. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. I give the people what they want. My flow just like a rack of dope. Oh, you think it's funny? So I'm clapping once you crack a joke. They put you in the bag and seal you up. That's a bag of coke. These hoes is ratchet. Got a nerve to ask for money from me. The fuck you see written on my forehead? Dummy, honey, these hoes is really ratchet. These niggas just really rap. They ain't about this life I live, so therefore I'm Philly's captain. Bad hoe, she ratchet though. I tell her no when she asks her though. The type of chick you hit once, next thing you know, she at your door. Ratting niggas and ratchet hoes, y'all fucking up my hood though. So I pluck the niggas and I fuck the bitches, that's as I should though. I run shit in my hood though, like everywhere I'm good, yo. Real gon' recognize real, watch a real nigga get good though.
Been Franklin after Franklin, them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fuck with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out. Just say these hoes be ratchet.
These hoes is ratchet. Not all of them, but some though. Type of chick bring niggas home and she live alone with her son though. Goddamn, that's ratchet. Goddamn, that's ratchet. She beautiful, but even if she got a man, you can bag it. And everybody done tagged it. You better hope she ain't scorching. I heard her situation wide open, just from abortion. Goddamn, that's ratchet. Goddamn, that's ratchet. These ratchet hoes are calling man, so I ride around with my ratchet.
Been Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets and I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these
these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out, just say these hoes be ratchet. I said Franklin after Franklin, them C notes to stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fuck with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet, some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pull your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Hoes be acting out, just say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet.
And these hoes be ratchet. And he said not all of them, but some though. Definitely love my boy. Follow him on Instagram, catch_wreck, you know. Definitely talented brother.
Fun
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
you
that's
like
definitely
a good theme song. I like that.
Yeah. Definitely a theme song, like, and actually I think it even goes with our title, our topic for tonight, you know what I mean? What would you do when it's a bad date? Or, you know me, I'm going to ask you, Tamu, since you are our little guy on the line, because we got all these.
Like, bad
ladies.
Date, like how, like the date was bad?
The
like
date you... is bad. What do you do on a bad date? It could be any kind of bad, whatever kind of bad.
I'll probably would, like, go to the bathroom and never come back.
Oh, now that's ratchet right now.
I said to fix it. Damn.
Oh, not to fix it?
Yeah, not to escape.
I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask. Like, I only been on dates with, like, two people in my whole life, maybe three. I'm not the we're not going out in public type of person. I'm not that dude. Unless
oh.
you're my girl.
Oh,
well,
it's one of them situations.
You know, even if it was a girl with a girl, have you ever really left a girl and went to the bathroom, said you was going to the bathroom, really left her?
No, I only ever went out on dates with my girl, so no, I never had a bad date like that. Like, but if I had a bad date, yeah, that's what I would do.
So all your dates with your girls be perfect? For real, all of them?
Not perfect,
them
but
perfect.
It don't be like, I mean, it depends on what you mean by bad. Like, did I run into somebody else that I used to mess with and it turned out bad like that?
What did you do? Did that happen?
No, that happened to me plenty of times.
What? See, men are hoes, so I guess
that's not a bad date. No, Philly is just small, that's all.
Oh, goodness.
It is small.
It's
like,
not that small.
I mean, if you are, like, for instance, we from West Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also lived in East Falls. I also lived in Frankfurt. I also lived in Northeast. So I know people from every
so
hood. There's nowhere you can go, yeah, where I don't know somebody. So it's kind of hard for me not to run into somebody I know somewhere in Philly.
Nothing wrong with that. So what did happen when, I guess this girl, you were on a date with your girl, and then
I see a John, boom, a crazy John from West Philly, too, just happened to be from West Philly, and I ain't seen this John since she got my name tattooed on her leg, and she called me up and told me this, and I'm like, why would you do that? We got into an argument. I ain't seen her since that day, and I seen her while I was with my friend, and it turned into a whole big thing, but it wasn't bad for me. They was about to fight. I was cool. I was about to get some World Star footage.
That's
wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
That's wrong.
See, now, I had a freaking bad date. I will never forget this date. Well, I've had a couple. But I will never forget this date. This Joe, I'm going to tell you this shit for real. This Joe, okay, so he picks me up, and we go to this little restaurant and shit. That wasn't even a restaurant. Let me take that back. Okay, well, because if you have to look up and pick out what you can eat from, like, a number on the screen at the top, you know, and somebody saying, that's not a restaurant.
Right.
No.
Well, you got to say, let me get a number.
Let me get an L2. If you get some fries with that. Yeah. Okay, so I'm standing there with this Joe, and he's looking up there and everything like that. And so he orders this stuff. It's sort of like an Italian-type feel to it. So he orders this food, and he orders, like, a fat kid. So I thought he was getting me some stuff. So he's bringing, the tray, and he comes to sit down, and this – I was going to say nigga. Okay. This person. He asked, I'm sitting here looking like, okay, is he finna like hand me some of the food that's on here? He got all that for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he didn't order me anything. I mean, not even nothing to drink. So then on top of that, you know, his phone rang, and he was like, okay, oh, excuse me, Diva, hold on 1 second. He gets up, a car pulls up with some white dudes in it, you know, two white dudes and a black dude. He made a drug deal. I did not know the dude was, I did not know he was doing that shit. Nigga went and did a drug deal while the food was still sitting in front of me.
And he didn't give you a percentage?
He didn't give me nada. He didn't give me nada.
No.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah,
I tell you the truth.
I'm with Samu. You got to get your cut, Diva.
You got to get your cut. Like, oh, soon as I would see that, I'd be like, oh, you know you put me in danger.
Yeah.
I deserve half of that bread right there, buddy.
Because on some real cases, don't involve the girl. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
right.
The girl is not supposed to be involved. Like, if I'm involved, I need my cut. Real,
exactly.
Yeah, I can't see honest.
Look, so dude comes back, right, and he's got like a little wad. First of all, I should have knew what was up because nigga had on some tight jeans. I mean, them jeans.
Wait a minute.
What does this tight jeans have to
got
do
with
this?
Got to do with him selling drugs.
He had on some, because I found out he was a stripper too. See, it was the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
it was a drug dealing stripper. But then, I tell you, it was the worst date. Then dude tried to, like, give me a kiss afterwards. I just wanted to go to the house. I just wanted to go home. And I kid you not, it was about a month later, I was watching TV, and this Joe was on Maury doing a Geek to Chic.
What?
Yeah, he was on Maury doing a Geek to Chic, and his name was Money.
Oh, shit.
Go buy his picture.
Oh, my God, worst date ever. Hands down, worst freaking date ever. A drug dealing stripper who actually ends up on Maury. Worst date ever.
That is wrong.
And see, and you can't fix that, I didn't want to fix shit. I couldn't do it.
See, yeah, I never had nothing that could be fixed. Like,
I'm sorry, I couldn't fix it. I tried. I mean, he offered me like a a lap dance and shit because he was.
He offered you a lap dance too.
He offered me a lap dance, but his body was too hard. I mean, it was like he had like no body fat and whatever. I mean, it was like a.
Oh, he's like
rock.
Skinny, or he was like muscular.
He was very, very toned. No, he was very, like, very, very toned. Like, but, like, if you touched him, he felt like he wasn't real. He felt like rock, like a brick or something. It just was not attractive. There was no way to fix that. Couldn't fix it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that date was just
awful.
Yo,
that was unfixable.
I'm the type of girl, like, I really like nice guys, and I'll be honest. I love a nice guy, like, a guy that's just, like, extremely nice, sweet, courteous, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you niggas, some of you guys, they pretend to be nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know that they ain't gonna be with none of the shit you with normally, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not like that. I'm lying. Sometimes it depends on how much I feel you. But for the most part, I'm more ignorant in the beginning than I am. I'm ignorant as shit at first. But when I start feeling you, then, you know what I'm saying, I'm different. But from the rip, it's none of that. No, like,
yeah,
get that
like
shit out of here.
Now, seriously, I would rather that, you know what I'm saying? I would rather, honestly, get, you know what I mean, get you real. Please, God, because I can snap, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could get damn right with the damn. I could get so down, it'll be just hellfire. Like, I can get
See, but
down with
some
it.
Girls say they want honesty, like, but if I keep it, sometimes I keep it 100, and girls be like, you keeping it, that's like, why would you say that? Like, because you want me
no,
to keep it 100.
No.
So
please,
what do you mean, why would I say that? I'm telling you the truth. Like, just for instance,
right.
One day I text some girl. I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm trying to see you. She like, I'm trying to go eat. I'm like, I'm trying to fuck. She like, damn, just so we can go eat. I'm like, oh, no, I thought we was throwing out shit we was trying to do tonight. I had to throw my 2 cents in there, too.
Well, yeah, right. You want to eat, I'm trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, that's good because it's up to the girl to accept that. Like, I really think that that's brass and ignorant behavior. You know what I mean? You shouldn't talk to a lady like that. Some
like,
women are with it because a lot
of
guys.
She said. But I had to explain to her, just because I said I want to fuck don't mean we have to fuck. I'm just telling her, like, you know what I'm saying?
First of all, but you gotta wait for the chemistry to happen. You know what I'm saying? To move, like, I ain't trying
right.
to tell you how to be a pimp or how to really get a girl, but if you got
no
a
damn chemistry.
Listen. If you got a girl who is agreeing to fuck, or if you be like, oh, I'm trying to fuck, and she be like, oh, well, yeah, me too. She got AIDS. Like, you gotta
You gotta think about it because
is she with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, she that with it? Really? That fast? Like,
it don't have to be fast. Like, just period. Like, I don't know. Like, it probably won't be the first day. But it's definitely gonna, I don't know.
Okay, let me ask
I'm
the
different.
Question. Because I just heard, okay, Demille, you just said it wouldn't be on the first day that you, okay, you wouldn't hit on the first day.
Oh,
wait a
that's
minute.
Not Demille.
Oh,
that's
no.
Tamu. He's from Philly.
Oh, Tamu.
Oh,
Diva.
Diva. Diva said this is Tamu, my homie from Philly. I'm sorry, I didn't even have you shout out to websites or anything like that, Tamu. So no
right, I am like flying blind.
Oh, yeah.
My bad, baby. I'm
that's
so sorry.
Ooh, KMS Radio,
fault,
yeah, I'm the ignorant one. I'm the guy. That's the reason why I only had 3 girlfriends in my life.
Okay, because I'm sitting up here listening to you, and I'm like, hold on. He's got, like, some pimp action going on here, and I didn't know if Demille was, like, on that level, but okay.
Well, no. I ain't even going to put Demille out there.
I'll tell you the worst date I had. This not even the worst date. This just was the craziest date. Like, me and my homie, you met her before, Honest, at G Studio. We go to a hotel one day. Boom. I wake up. Everything is regular. I don't know. Nothing happened. She's still treating me like everything is good. She even give me some and everything. Soon as I drop her off, I mean, I swear, like, soon as I pull off, like, she must have had the text message wrote already. Like, soon as I pull off, she's like, oh, yeah, don't forget to ask that bitch to do this. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? I don't know what she talking about. So I call the chick that she say. Come to find out, the chick called my phone at, like, 6 in the morning. These two get into an argument. She done erased the message out the call out my phone, everything. She didn't even tell me. Like, I would have had no idea if she wouldn't have sent me that text message. And that was crazy to me. Like, wow, really? This all happened while I was asleep?
Yeah, you better watch your phone and stuff while you're sleeping, definitely.
That's me. I don't got no lock on my phone or nothing.
I don't either, but I'll just turn my phone off and, like, hide the battery and shit, like, if I say no.
I ain't doing none of that. Like, listen, I keep it real from the gate, so if you already know that I'm talking to somebody else from the gate, so all that going through my phone is for what? There's no point. You already know
right.
the answers to what you're going in there to look for. Like,
exactly.
You want to know what we're doing step by step.
Yeah.
Like, that don't make sense.
If you telling her up front, you know what, I got to salute you for that. If you being a man about chores and you letting, you know, that girl know that, okay, hey, it's you and her, she ain't got no reason to be going through the phone or being mad anyway because she already knows what she's getting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, I tell everybody from the doors, I got trust issues. I don't trust nobody. Like, especially when you say I love you. You say I love you, I'm ready to run. Like, oh, I know what come after that.
Yeah, that's real red. Well, that's what's up. I really want to have some fun tonight and get into this topic. We got another caller from the Philly area. Just press and definitely callers. Just press the number one. I will open your mic and we'll have some fun tonight on the show. 267-650. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on, Fire? This is Chuck Belafonte. How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the show, and please say hi to my co-host, Diva Status.
How you doing, Diva Status? Yo, this is my, I'm loving it. I'm loving the show so far. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. It's official.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, let everybody know, introduce yourself to all the listeners, who you are, and let them know how you rep in Philly or whatever.
Well, I'm a hip-hop artist out of Philly, Chuck Belafonte. Google me, go to my website. I got a...
what's your website?
It's ChuckBelafonte.com. I got to go to GoDaddy and renew it. I'll probably do that before 12 o'clock, but... yeah, ChopBelafonte.com. You can Google the Chop Belafonte name. That's C-H-O-C, Belafonte, like Harry Belafonte. I mean, I'm just a thoroughboy from Philly that's trying to make his way, get some fame, get some money. And, you know what I mean? Put our city on the map for the right reasons, you dig?
I know, that's right. Definitely. I'm going to hit you up about our cypher we having tomorrow in West Philly. Definitely would appreciate your support, and you can come check out the Music Notch Law Off Studios Real Band. I'll text you that information. But
I bet.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. I gotta ask you tonight's topic question. It's a little juicy. We getting in everybody's business, and also I want you to share your information about your video shoot afterwards.
Gotcha.
Tonight's topic is fun. We want to know, like, what have you done to try to fix a bad date?
To try to fix a bad date.
Like, just wait.
Right,
he doesn't have an answer. He doesn't have an answer for it. He's, like, taking too long.
It's bad, right?
You don't want to fix it. You
Thank
want
you.
To get out of it. You want to play like this. Play like this. I was cracking up with my man story about when he was at the when he fell asleep and the girl went through his phone and all that. I had a similar situation like that years ago. I took an ex to a hotel, you know what I mean? It was official. We wake up and she had like a mouth on her. She had a smart mouth, so we get into an argument. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So she swung on me. You know, I dipped
it. Oh shit.
I said, I'll be right back. I left her ass on it was all at the boulevard, like near the Chamonix exit. I left her.
It wasn't in the Chamonix Inn?
No, it was a long time. I forget the name of the hotel. It was right before you get off the exit on the bully. So, but yeah, I left her. I said that's my best way to get out of a bad date. Like, there's no fixing it. If it's bad, you can't fix it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, but like, you know, normally something you fix is because you care about the person or you want them to be, you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, it went bad, but I steered it right, you know what I'm saying? Or at least try to.
If I care about the person, if I'm fond of her and I see it's not, I mean, she might be having a bad night or for whatever reason. I mean, you know, things happen. I will ease the situation. Like, you know, if it's, I'm trying to think of an example, like, I don't know. Now, don't worry about it.
I fuck with what you said, too, because even for me, like, I was starting to say earlier, like, I like nice guys, you know, and them guys, they'd be too nice, but, you know,
some guys can't be real nice.
Girls don't really like nice guys.
Wait, what's too nice? I can't let you say that.
Check him for me, Diva, because I don't appreciate him cutting me off.
No, listen.
Baby, I got you. Excuse me. No, let me go ahead and take that. Yeah, girls don't like nice guys, but women do. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, women don't like nice guys either. Listen, let me tell you.
You love no to move. Nobody want to hear what you got to tell me.
Listen, nice guys get beat up and all that. You don't want no nice guy. Like, you want somebody who going, like, I mean.
Now, that's why I don't talk to short guys. Now, if a guy is my size, I'm going to fuck him up. Like, I'm just like the girl that swung on Chuck.
Damn.
Like, if I could kick your ass, I'm going to do it. Like, if you not, you know what I'm saying, if you some, you know.
No, listen,
wait.
So I'm
going
to give you an example, Anna.
I'm not even going to lie. My ex-husband, you know, he's a real short guy, you know. And his little nice acting ass, and then he turned into a little lion ass. He used to get fucked up, like, for real. I had to really go to rehab to get my anger issues together after this shit.
Oh, wow.
I almost tried to kill his ass. Like, seriously. It got, shit got real. But, like I said, you know, he did as his name. I'm a better person now.
I can't see honest with no nice guy. You'll be running all over this
nice
nigga.
No, shut up. I'm a,
wait,
so
I have
I'm
a question.
Gonna,
what's too nice? What's too nice?
Well, too nice, in my opinion, too nice is when one thing go wrong, you can't compromise. Oh, shit, DeMel on the line. DeMel on the line. Hey, DeMel. I mean,
yo,
I cut my own story off. Yo, DeMel, welcome
yeah,
to the show.
I'm the
we
nice
gotta
guy.
Yes, he's a very nice guy. The CEO of X Squad DJs. We definitely
X-Squad
love you. You
DJ,
always show X
Squad
so love. We shine radio and
I
all
send
our
out positive messages to people every day, 5 days
yes
a week.
Yes,
so you might need
man
me to be on. You might need me as your conscience, as your bad guy side.
Well, I do have a you know,
somebody
I used to have
guy
a bad attitude, but you know, it was hindering for me to grow as a businessman. So
I know that's right. But you need
you know
to teach
I mean
me that, because I still got bad attitude. But so far, God's blessed me that it haven't gotten away of me making my money yet. But
you know, because a lot of times when you growing, a lot of things. See, I was waiting on other people, and they were selling drugs, and I got trapped in that. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, when I left them, now they reaching out to me because they think that I can't. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's all about what you consider nice. You know what I mean? My nice is like I feel happy when I can make 15
mm-hmm
people smile and then them 15 people make another person smile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm
you
nice
see
in that way. I'm just not nice to females per se.
Well, you should
well,
be nice to females
you know, me,
because they
me,
deserve
me
it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me, I'm
no,
nice
but
to females, but then you got to know your value to each female, because each female that you deal with, you can't treat them the same way.
Right, that's
you
my point.
Mean?
Like,
you know,
I'm nice to you,
then,
honest, ain't I'm nice
now,
to you?
Now, that's fine. Now, listen. That's what I don't like, because that's what it seems like it is, because, all right, in the dating world, like, you have a guy, he's so nice to you. Now, all right, you nice, cool, because just as nice as you are to me is just as nice I want to be to you. You know what I'm saying? So we got to keep that flow going back and forth, for real, for real.
Right.
And I think that's
equal.
Like, exactly, you keep it equal. But it's always that when one little thing goes wrong and then a guy gets the attitude and just can't get it together, you know what I mean? That's where I go to where I'd be like, All right. This is where this nice guy is now finally showing his true colors. Go to instance, this guy, I met him, I think it was like a couple years ago, whatever. But we met because I think I left my girlfriends because they was on some hoe shit, the girls. And I always leave bitches when they on their hoe shit. And so I'm walking to go get a cab and shit down Walnut Street or whatever in Philly. So I'm walking down Walnut Street, and then the guy, I seen him in the club or whatever, and this is another reason I don't even talk to guys in clubs. Why? But I seen him in the club, and, you know, he started walking with me, and he's being all nice, and he's talking to me or whatever. So I'm like, and he's saying he was in the military, so I'm like, all right, maybe he's not that crazy. Maybe he's a good guy or whatever, because I don't know. What the fuck I was thinking. Military guys got to be fucked up. You're killing people for America, right?
Right.
Damn, that's not true.
I don't know, because, like, well, this is this guy. This motherfucker is fucking crazy. So anyway, he was cool. So instead of me paying for a cab home, I let him give me a ride home, which was cool. He was a gentleman. He didn't, you know what I mean, like, try anything, because I'd have stabbed him. I don't know. I was just irked. I'm leaving my girlfriend for whole shit, and I'm doing whole shit. But anyway, he was cool, so he would call me all the time. I'm like, all right, let's go to breakfast. So me being as though, like, I've always been conscious about what I eat, and I like to eat good food. So I took him to this, like, natural restaurant, like, where they didn't use sugar. They didn't really use, like, you know what I mean? Like, the regular shit. Like, everything's whole grain and organic. So he's used to eating oodles and noodles and hot dogs. So he's just, like, out of his element. But with him being out of his element, because, like, even when we was ordering the food, he's like, can I get some butter? And she's like, I forget what she said she had. And then he was like, I just want some syrup. And she was like, well, we have agave or whatever. And he's like, what's that? Which is, like, this, like, sweet nectar that you can put on your pancakes. But I was trying to tell him, I was like, well, maybe we should just leave. You know what I mean? Like, you're, like, even as you're talking now, you're saying, like, you don't even care that food is supposed to be nutritious. Like, you don't get, you know what I mean? And you, like, he had no clue about nutrition whatsoever. Like, I was trying to talk to him about it, and it just, like, didn't work or whatever. So then he's like, no, I'll eat the food. And then here comes the food. Now, when you get food that's, I don't know if anybody, you know what I mean, have ever tried anything whole grain, whole foods, like, it's a different taste from, you know what I mean, your regular McDonald's type of shit or whatever. But he just wasn't with it, and he just was, like, picking at his food and stuff like that. So I'm just like, well, I mean, it is good for you. I was like, but we can leave. And then next thing you know, he just, like, kind of, like, just got angry or whatever. Like, stop telling me I'm supposed to enjoy this. And I was like,
oh,
right.
You know, you should have took out your stun gun and went ahead and zapped
right?
his ass.
Should have hit him with the jaw. Back up.
No. By that time, because like I said, I was trying to make it right. You know what I'm saying? By that time, I went into regular Waliyah mode. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Snap.
Like, I love this food. Like, you ain't got to love it. Like, you keep eating noodles and shit.
Was
I
he fat?
Going in. No, he was the most, you know, he worked out. He had a nice body or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was cool and shit. I was like, you just keep eating that bullshit. I eat good. Like, fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care. So then we kind of, like, simmered it down a little bit because, like, we just took our food to go. And he's like, he's going to give me a ride home. And I'm like, just drop me off at the casino and shit. Like, I don't got time for this. Like, so
wow.
It was fun because, and then I won, like, $400 when I went to the casino. So I think the best way for me, like, I tried, like, I really tried to, like, up until he got an attitude, like, don't tell me what to eat. I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be that close. And then, like I said, guys start off and so nice. But then
they
just turn so. Yeah, like, you fronting, like, you can't be nice.
Nobody is
no
that
nigga,
nice, like,
yeah,
really.
I don't want no nigga, like Tamu said earlier, like, you being nice to everybody. No, like, just be yourself because that'll run you dry, you know what I'm saying? Like, you nice to this bitch. Now you got to be nice to this bitch. Now you got to be nice to this bitch. You going to snap. Like,
and then when you snap, it's going to seem like the end of the world because nobody never seen you like that. They think you're such of a nice guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't front and make it seem like you this nice person. If the one little thing happens, you turn into a fucking bitch. I think that's corny. Like, that's corny. But I've had a whole lot of bad dates. We just getting started, just the beginning of the show. And then Chuck, like, Chuck, you said you had a video shoot. You want to give us your information about that? And
yeah,
I don't twerk, so don't expect me to twerk. I don't do none of that twerking shit. I don't give a fuck if the song is
Say it again.
My honest
twerking.
Is not twerk. Everyone is listening, and you want in the video, look. If you ask to twerk,
if you want a nice guy, then you better get the twerk in it.
There you go.
No, the video was Sunday.
Whatever, I think it's like a white girl. I'll sit my ass down. But go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead, Chuck.
The video was Sunday, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 415 West Cheltenham Avenue. The bar is called 415 Sports Bar. And, you know what I mean, it's going to be upstairs, and it's going to be a good situation. The name of the song is Ciroc Cigars and Bow Ties. You can go on YouTube. I got the promo video up. and my man Verse Beats is shooting it. It's crazy. It's a hot song.
Okay, I gotta now I got the number. I gotta make sure I get you my email address. And if you come out to the site for tomorrow, I can show you where we're doing video premiere parties. We have the real nice stage, the projection screen down at the Music Notch Loft Studios or whatever. So I'll give you the information about that as well.
All right,
sir,
just text me. And like I said, I like your situation. I'm going to make sure I tune in, what's today, Thursday? Make sure I tune in every Thursday, check y'all out. And, yeah, man, I'm always about promoting, you know, good shit. So I'm going to help promote. And I know y'all don't need it because y'all everywhere. Y'all everywhere.
Yeah, honestly, you've been doing this for, what, 5 years now?
Yeah, something like that. Almost 5 years.
Been doing
years.
This before all the other internet radio Jones.
Word.
That's crazy.
Okay.
No. We talk about that's what I try to promote to other people, consistency. Like, let's be consistent. Like, don't stop. Get it. But thank you for calling in. Now I have a special song from my favorite fucking rappers here in Philly. All in one song. It's amazing. Dirty Boy, AR Ad, and Reekin Boy.
Damn, I didn't even know I was on that song.
You is not on the song. You're not Reekin
Boy. Oh, I
could have
sworn I heard you said your favorite rappers from Philly all on one song. Maybe I'm mistaken.
I just said three. First of all, I got a lot of favorite rappers. So.
Oh, all right. Let's clear that right on up. It's like, no.
I love him. He is a cocky piece of shit. Like, I am.
Like, wait a minute.
He's on that shit right now. Like, if you don't stroke my ego right now, I got it right in your face. You better stroke my ego, goddammit. It's right there.
Oh, shizzle.
You see it? You see it in my face? Like, no, that sounds good how I talk.
I know.
But we're going to have some fun. And let's rock to this new shit, Bankroll Live, y'all.
$100 bills in the bankroll. 7 days straight with the same clothes. Made 2 stacks off the same old. I'm trying to switch it to a Range Rover. $100 bills in the bankroll. In the trap, high in some plain clothes. If a nigga comes, then he can't go. I'll stop shooting to the flame show.
Come on my job, why them niggas hate? Bankroll heavy, something be my occupation. Got that super loud on me, got my heart racing. In the trap, count money, got my palms aching. Lame niggas talking shit, but they ain't getting paid, so. Heard them pussies want beef, serve them like a waiter. And if the dogs want a party, I can get a cater. I mean some all black bitches, couple nickel plated. I've been balling all week, niggas same clothes. Dirty double, 2 stacks, all the same old. Club honest, every week, trick the same hoe. My jury on retarded shine, got the dumb glow.
Get you body boy, every ass stepper. Glock 40, what's up? My niggas get the bustin', nigga. No scepter. Put a bounty on your head till my wolves catch up. $100 bills, kill you for a payroll. My niggas itching for a body live. We take those. Straight 80, potato. Silence or spark it at you a-holes. And I don't even play with you niggas. Just bought an AR and I'm waiting on niggas. Trigger happy, I can't wait to spray it on niggas. Call my fucking brother slipping, killed one of them niggas. Trials and tribulations, what a nigga going through. Hollow tips in the high point, just to make a point. And these niggas rats, under pressure. Homicide laws, nigga, we don't do the lectures.
$100 bills in the bankroll.
Yeah.
like that. I like that. I like that. They could have used some Dunny Engineering, but I like that song. Bankroll. Shout out to my dude, 34 Rican boy, ARM. I'm going to pay to get that joint mixed.
Y'all studio move? Fine. That's what I meant to ask you, honest.
Oh, yeah. Dunny records at Madness Studios on Delaware Avenue. It's not our studio. We work there. We employers.
Okay, well, you know, y'all got it popping.
Artshit.com, motherfucker. Artshit.com.
You should call it Pussy Taking Over.
PussyTakingOver.com. Pussy Taking Over. I love that. Y'all already know what Pussy Taking Over. So last night, I definitely did my thing. Everybody love it. They be like, how did you rap too? It was definitely world banging last night. I got a chance to perform, got a chance to see my girl Miss Caddy and B-Dot Holla perform and do they fucking thing. Definitely love those girls so much. B-Dot is my baby. Miss Caddy, that's my fucking heart, too. She did her thing. And then shout out to my homegirl, Hayes. Oh, my God. She is a beast. I love her.
Honest,
you
got all the girls.
Honest, I'm about to. I'm for everybody. What you mean? Did they film this on it so that I can see it on YouTube or something? Or did they record it? You know what? I'm putting all the footage together right now as we speak. I got to get on it. I'm trying to get a steady conversation with the boy, Stefan, who always does our filming. Me and him were talking last night, so I'm going to put the stuff together. It's so much to fucking do. OMG. I need like six of me, but we getting it done. You know, patience. And it's all about the build-up. So hear about the footage being released really soon. A lot of things are on deck to get some footage out there, like next Thursday and even next Wednesday. I want to stream open mic live online, but through Exposure Nation, next Thursday, you got the Hottest in the City showcase. It's a free concert at Voltage Lounge, 421 North 7th Street. So definitely come out and hit me up, 215-839-8186 for details on performing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a Philly Shine radio slot and show some love to upcoming fucking artists the way they really need to. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you're not fucking with me and my people, you're getting fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to address something. I'm going to address something a little later when it comes to these shows and the timing that artists are supposed to be coming through. Like, you have to make sure you're on time. You know, sound checks, stuff like that is important. Gosh, I'm not saying I get, like, you know, angry or whatever, but I damn near fucking pissed off when people come and show up late and
late, because it throws off everything. It throws off the other artists as well.
Don't come on color people time.
Right, come on white people time. Get that.
Come on Chinese people time.
Well, 5 minutes early.
10 minutes, they get there. That shit get done quick with Chinese people. They get Thanksgiving done in 10 minutes.
I'm done with you.
And while we take a quick moment, because my Twitter DM is, like, going ham. Apparently, we do got some callers that are from Tennessee, Texas, Alabama. Yes.
Lord, I really missed this place.
Press one. I'll definitely
open your mic. I'm glad you guys are listening, you know, because Honest and I and, you know, the whole Philly Shine radio promo, everyone, we always are retweeting. I mean, we keep people timelines jumping. That's what it is.
real rap. Got to do that. Got to keep it popping. And we having fun, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to open your mic if you don't press one, you know what I mean? So you cool. But we do have a caller from the Philly area again. Philly in the building tonight. We love it.
I see it.
Philly Shine Radio. 267-648. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Payne. I'm calling from North Philly if I'm on live right now.
Yo, Payne. We love Payne. This is Payne.
Good.
If y'all listen to my Tuesday night shows, when y'all hear my city, this is the artist who is. And we definitely love that song here on Philly Shine Radio. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. That's the anthem for the city right there.
That's what's up. Well, definitely welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Say hi to my co-host, Diva Status.
How you doing, Diva Status?
I'm doing great, baby. How you doing? How you doing? Thank
you
for calling me.
I'm doing pretty good, you know. Just finished doing a little bit of promoting. Just dropped a new single called Rose Gold. So, you know, I'm just promoting, waiting for this Lakers game to come back on. It's halftime right now. Just chilling.
Okay,
oh,
Lakers. That single's
yeah.
already dropped, so you already got it out?
Yeah, I dropped it. I actually released it on the 23rd. I planned to drop it on the 22nd. I had a little bad case of the flu, so, you know, I got over it, though, so I released it the 23rd. But, yeah, it's out. It's a new single. It's called Rose Gold. It's all over my Twitter. I mean, you can check it out. I'll make sure I send that to you, too, so you can play it
on
there.
Yeah, make sure I get there. And shout out to Twitter for everybody listening, Mr. P.
Yeah, it's you know, it's Pain underscore so focused. That's P-E-A-N underscore so focused for the E-D.
Okay,
make sure y'all go follow me.
That's what's up. All right, cool, cool. We sure will. We sure will. And I look forward to getting some of your music. I mean, getting that music on deck for the show or whatever. But I got to ask you tonight's topic question. I know you're a young guy. You know what I mean? You're a young guy. But we want to get in your business and want to know, like, what have you done to try to fix a bad date? Or if you never had a bad date, what would you try to do to fix a bad date?
All right, it depends on the scenario. Like, what happened to make the date go bad?
You tell me. Like, have you ever been on a bad date?
I mean, I consider bad dates as, like, More about conversation. I'm a conversational type guy. So when we conversing and you bring up like past relationships or something like that, then I kind of see the date starting to go sour because I don't like that. Because we trying to, I mean, make a future, hopefully have a second date. If it's our first, you can't be talking about your past.
About your past, right? I can't take that.
Yeah,
oh God.
I don't like that. That bothers me.
Yeah,
it makes your person feel like it's still on your mind, you know?
Yeah,
right. That's
yo.
That's that shit I don't like. I don't like going out with someone and then they tell me, like, if I'm got something on, you know, my ex got a shirt just like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
No way. I don't
keep that to yourself,
yo,
you know?
Now, even for me, it was a guy, like, actually, my last date I ever went on was just so bad. You know, and that was our problem. Like, he actually was talking to a female that I knew, you know what I mean? She wasn't, like, my homie or whatever, but I knew the female, and I was just like, well, yeah, she not somebody I play close. And then even at that point when I knew that he would talk, I knew he messed with the girl. I really wasn't into him, but I was, you know, we were just smoking weed. And I think we was gambling and shit. I'm fucking up. But, like, I didn't really like him anyway. So, but I just, experimental purposes, I guess you could say, because I knew the shit was going to be fucked up. And that's what he would do. He would always talk about the girl. And I'm like, you're still into this woman. And he's like,
yeah,
no, I'm not.
For sure.
She this, she that. I don't like her. I'm like, if you're talking bad about her, like, you still in the bitch. I don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At this point. And then it got so bad. Like, this was even like the second or third time we was even around each other. No, it was the second time or whatever. We were going out. And we were about to go get something to eat. And we was about to buy some weed or whatever. Yeah, I know I'm talking about buying weed. So he's trying to get a discount, you know what I mean? Like, you,
right.
that's just, you can't do that.
Yeah,
like,
you can't do that, definitely.
That's just like a turn off. Like,
yeah,
don't be trying to
show that he's cheap.
Yeah, oh, and then he going to say, won't you pay for it? I was like, if I pay for it, like, shit.
Oh, yeah, it's over. Oh, it's definitely over. I know that date, that was it right there. That
I was like, you know what? Just take me home. I don't even care. Like, stop talking to me because you really just get on my fucking nerves. Take me the fuck home. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then what was crazy, I think we got like 3 blocks from my house. And I was like, you know what? This is cool. This is good enough. I'm going to get out here. And he wouldn't let me out the car. He's like,
no,
I'm going to take you to the corner of your block, not to my door. The corner. Like, I don't need you to take me to the corner of my block. I don't need you. I'm get out the car now. So as soon as he got to the stop sign, I just opened the door just jumped out the car. He's like, Wale, what's wrong?
Ooh, after that.
Done. Yeah,
man,
like, what?
Crazy.
Right?
And like I said, you were so still into the dumbass bitch that I know, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even hang around this bro. He was with the bitch for like a year. Like, I'm like, I don't know what the hell you've been through with that girl.
It's definitely a psychological problem. He's psyching himself out. That's all that is.
Yo, he was crazy. Yes, he definitely was crazy. Then my friend saw me and shit. Like, that was stuff, some embarrassing shit. Then all of a sudden I'm getting phone calls like, wait, what was because, mind you, I'm in my neighborhood. They're like, what is this doing? Like, I just seen you jump out of the car. Like, I just seen you jump out of car and shit. Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Wow.
But that's dealing with a bad date. Like, are you going to stick to the situation? Hell no. You're going to keep that shit fucking moving. Ain't nobody got time for that. But shout out to everybody listening. What you going to say, Diva?
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds like Sweet Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that. No.
Right? Keep it moving.
I love Sweet Brown. I say this shit all day. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You can't fix a bad date, I think.
You can always. But we're going to take a couple callers. We got a caller.
Well, sex can always fix a bad date.
And I was waiting for somebody to say that. That's what I was waiting for to move to, because you missed your chance. We got a caller.
I'm just saying, you know, that always can make a date go better.
770-310. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
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 770.
Yeah. What up? It's Jay Harris.
Hey, what's good? Welcome to the show.
Chilling, trying to see what y'all talking about.
Bad dates and how do you fix them. But, Jay, definitely introduce yourself to everybody. Let them know who you are and what's good with you.
Oh, man. I'm Jay Harris. I work for Making It Magazine. I'm everywhere. I'm at all your parties. You need me to come out, make you look like a star on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, holler at me. I am Jay Harris.
Well, damn. That's your Instagram, I am Jay Harris? Because I don't think I follow you on Instagram.
IamJayHarris.
Well, I got him on Making It Magazine. I'm already following that on Twitter.
What's Instagram?
Okay.
Everything's the same.
I'm Jay Harris. What else is up? I just followed you, and shout out to Diva bringing in people to show some love to the show. Now, I got to ask you our topic question for tonight, Jay. What have you done to try to fix a bad date?
Man.
Nothing.
I don't know. Just took my ass home, really. Ain't nothing you can fix it once you mess up. Once you mess it up, you might as well go.
Damn, you damn right. Yo, I've never fixed a bad date. Damn.
Just think about it, dog.
I'm going to think about it because I'm about to play some more music. We're going to take another a couple more callers. But damn, I never even was able to. Nope.
What? Because once you off, ain't like you can. Next thing you know, you're just going to be lying just to, you know what I mean?
Try to make it better, right.
Right, you ain't going to get nowhere like that.
You hit it right on the nose. Yep, that's when you start lying.
You ain't going to get no sex out of it. I mean, if this date is already going bad, you ain't finna get shit. No.
Now, that depends on how big the check is.
When you're in a relationship,
you didn't say how big the check is.
Oh, shit.
That depends on how big your check is. Because that changes a lot of minds.
He's fucking a hoe.
That changes
right.
a lot of minds.
If you fucking a hoe, I guess it would be, you wouldn't be able to get the fuck, you know what I mean, unless you putting up some money. But
everybody got a price.
Everybody.
Shut up. I know
everybody got a price. Honestly, you trying to tell me for a couple hundred million, you wouldn't get it cracking?
Of course.
Man, what kind of dick is you?
You the fuck serious? Yeah. Whoever got $100 million want to fuck right now, I'm there. I'm there.
For the hundred, you there
but
for the hundred?
But seriously, no, because now that I think about it, he probably got $100 million because his ass got AIDS and nobody else want to fuck him.
Everybody got AIDS, yo. Honest gonna kill off
cool.
the whole world.
I'm cool. Nope, never mind, because if that's suspicious, you got to pay me $100 million for some pussy.
It could just be that into you.
No,
it could be just
no,
like a.
There ain't that much being into nobody.
Yeah, I'm suspicious. Nope. If you can't give me money the old fashioned way, I'm good. Like,
it is the old fashioned way.
Oh, God. Shut up. You know what I mean? Like, you take me out, get my hair done, you know, be nice. Like, oh, your bills due, yeah, here you go. And, you know, and that's what it is, back and
but
forth.
But that's the new way.
So.
That ain't come about until Real Housewives start coming on. and it was like, oh, shit, we can get money and don't got to do nothing.
I'm done with you. Shut up. We're going to bring it back up north with the next caller. We got a caller. From the 609 area code, 609-847. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This is Jay. What's up, Anna?
Hey, boo.
What's up? How are you?
I'm really good. How you been?
I've been chilling. You know, keep my head up off water. You know, going me.
as you should. I miss your fucking face, you know. Gotta get a chance to
I've
see
been
you
busy. I've really been so busy. I've been partying and working and, you know, it's hard to be me. You know how it is. You can't get the people off of you. You know, I'm like, get off of me, ho, get off of me. Like, yo, I want you. So I can't do it. It's hard to be K. Everybody trying to be with me.
Shout out to my K boo. You gotta say hi to my co-host Diva Status. You will love her to pieces. This my nigga K. He is definitely my heart.
Well, hey, K, how are you doing?
How you doing, honey? And I want to answer your question because I'm on the L, but I gotta say this: to get rid of a bad day, all you gotta do is smile, change the subject, and be like, "You walk out of my house," and then that's it. That's it. I'm being serious. Everybody know it. You be done like, damn, let's go. You ready? You like, yeah, I'm ready. I want some, and you go right to their house. Everybody know that. That's easy. Redirect to sex, and y'all fuck, and you guys see never again.
Wow. Because
they might have AIDS. Say it. Go ahead.
She's already on that AIDS kick.
Now, see, K, you even have to worry about that, too, because niggas might have fucking AIDS. You got to be careful.
It's called protection.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking. Whatever happened to condoms? But I guess if you're paying $100 million, you don't want to wear no condom.
If you see these Instagram pictures that people have, people poke holes in condoms, okay? I'm scared.
That's the new thing that's going on?
People been doing that shit.
That's the old thing.
Kim Kardashian got pregnant.
I don't know what's been going on, but I bring my own condoms. Like, I don't got no time for that.
Yo,
I don't want no free Kenny condoms on me. Like,
Demel, stop hanging up, Demel.
He said free clinic condoms. I'm through. I'm so through.
Because females ain't buying no condoms, and if a Listen, female, you shouldn't have to buy a condom. If a nigga can't afford a condom, he don't deserve no pussy.
Damn sure don't. Damn sure
hell.
Don't. Ain't no goddamn way. We're going to go in. I got some more good music to play tonight. You know what I'm saying? We are having fun, talking shit a little bit. Shout out to the millions in the building. Shout out to the 256 number. You got to press 1. Shout out to 267 in the building. We got another 310 area code in the building. Definitely press 1-442. Shout out to everybody listening in 44. And shout out to everybody that's listening in online.
Yeah, all those numbers is me.
Call in.
Oh, that's all your numbers. All
right. 929-0172. Join in. We having fun tonight. And that's what I want to know. Like, who has had a good date they fixed with some good sex? You know what I mean? Like, bad
date. All my dates end with good sex.
I said a bad date turned into good sex, punk. That's what I said. You get,
maybe I don't have no bad dates because they all end with sex. It can't be a bad date if it ends with sex.
Well,
yes,
it could be bad and then it could get good.
Oh, that's, if they doing it like that, then that's like the shut you up sex. She said good sex.
Yeah.
Sex with me
like
is always good.
Up.
I can't speak for nobody else.
Sex with me is always shut me up sex. Like, oh, shit. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah, thank God, me stop.
See, I'm the person.
Look, honest, that's a whole nother topic for another show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're gonna use that. My punk ass. But no, it's cool. You know what I mean? Sex is not. Sex is good, but it can't always fix stuff. But it's always
it
good.
It can
to hear
fix
about
stuff all the time.
Nah.
Well, okay.
All
now,
my
honest,
problems. Argument. I'm like, bitch, shut up. Take this dick. Shut up. After that, everything is straightened out. What do you want me to cook
okay.
you?
I'm just going to put it like this. Honest, you know, I've been, like, shooting straight with you since, like, we first started fucking with each other. So I'm just going to put it like this. If you give head, that'll fix an argument. That'll fix shit. That'll fix a broken home. That'll fix all kind of shit. If you just
yes, females, if you give head, that will fix everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Never let your, it's like two things. Never let your man go out the house hungry or horny.
Yeah.
Just let me leave hungry. Just don't let me leave horny. Because I'm going to get something to eat or I'm going to get some. It's your choice what I'm going to get when I leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's
wow.
Where I'm sitting on it. On that, we're going to go into my homeboy Rob Diesel on Till. I love this song. Is this talking about getting too high, but, you know, I only need to be just so high, but a lot of motherfuckers be on tilt, but it's a fun song either way. Check it out live on Felicia Radio. On tilt.
Yeah. We don't get fucked up no more. We on tilt.
Everybody in the club, everybody in the trap. If you don't give a fuck, if you chill up on a band, if you get fucked up, I can tell you about that. No matter where you from, no matter where you at. Cause you on tilt, on tilt. If you rolling up that green, on tilt, on tilt. If you rolling on a beam, on tilt, on tilt. If you blowing up that lane, on tilt, on tilt. I be on tilt, bitch, bottles on spill, ho, sideways tilted, really cause that piff roll, I'm higher than some stilts, feeling like I'm on one, gone out this bitch shit, it's me and Morgan Jones and we be both, pulling up while pulling joke, pulling hoes and pulling down all those gals' pantyhose, whoa, them bottoms up on bottles, now to rock Moscato on my arrival, even when out of town, everybody up for the trap of the club, smoking on while y'all trafficking drugs, Simmons on trying to get some, don't give a shit, cause you on tilt, still rapping, I'm playing the trap in the club, I'm on tilt, hit the trap in the club, I'm on still, hit the club from the trap and I'm blowing in racks like I'm blowing that rap that's all filled with anxiety, not garbage, get your girl at her garments, on the flow like the carpet, and my flow's like the Arctic, ocean all on this, so I know that y'all honestly feeling the same way as me, and that's on tilt.
On tilt, if you're going up in green, on tilt, if you're going up in green, on tilt. at the bottle, I some rocks just like it's milk. Loud up in my Dutchie, got me flying like I'm Will. Chamberlain, all G's around, ain't talking about my belt. Red bottoms that I step in, swagger make these bitches melt. No goggles when I'm swimming through this money, Michael Phelps. Money like Mayweather, I'm the champ, give me my belt. 50 racks that a shock him, got me feeling like I'm still. Money on no limit, pin a mirror, you know we in them. Me and Rob on tilt, blowing on that loud though. Wake and bake, early in the morning like Alonzo. Looking like Jeremy Lin, that made my eyes glow.
Everybody in the club, everybody in the trap. If you don't give a fuck, if you chill up on a band. If you get fucked up, I can tell you about that. No matter where you from, no matter where you at. Cause you on tilt, on tilt. If you rolling up that green, on tilt, on tilt. Club of Mugger Jones, we racked up. In the club with some muggers, so we strapped up. Bitch ass on me, giving me a lap dance. Trying to grab up on my dick, but that was actually my strap dance. Fuck it though, I'm on tilt. Fucking hoes who want pills. Fucking hoes who want lick. Fucking hoes, they on dick. Shit, I'm trying to live it up right now. Lick a bottle in my hand like fuck a cup right now. Fuck a blunt right now. I need a couple of them along with some bitches for my brothers in the fuck. The gifts. I don't give a fuck, cause I'm going fucking in really, and I'm on till for real, and I fucking been till in the club, everybody in the trap. If you don't give a fuck, if you chill up on a band, if you get fucked up, I can tell you about that. No matter where you from, no matter where you at. Cause you on till, on till. If you rolling up that green, on till, on till. If you rolling on a bean, on till, on till. If you pulling up that lane,
I'm on tilt. Whatever you do, you smoke, you drink, you pop pills, you sip lean, you on tilt.
Shout out to my boy, 215 Rob Diesel. I love the way he curses. He says, fuck banging. Like, that shit was good. Like,
right.
Yeah, I love the way he curses. So,
you love the way he curses, though?
Yes, I love the way he says, fuck, like. Shut up. I'm not getting turned on. I just like it.
I ain't even saying nothing.
Judgment. You hear judgment all in that silence. Shut the fuck up.
No, you
up.
Didn't. Did all you? I was thinking was, does she got Henny in her hand while she's saying this?
Yeah, you funny as hell.
Shout out to, we got another caller calling in from the 256 area code, whose number just been going in and out, actually. 256-323. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's happening? I'm this King. Calling from Mosley, Alabama.
Welcome back, Diva.
I figured I'd call. I've been doing tattoos in my shop all day and in my studio, and just called to tell my fiance I love her and dad is going good night.
I love you, Dad.
Yeah. It was having to play, boy. I've been listening to you. My singer been dropping out. I've been listening to Pimpin' right there. Pimpin', he been having me cracking up, though.
Yes.
He been having me laugh.
Who is the character? Well, yeah, we'll definitely appreciate the support of your queen, King. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, y'all having a good time, though. I see that.
Yeah, he's the only man that was able to take me off the market. How about that shit?
Yeah, and the only man to fire your son up with them jokes.
I know, right? The kids fucking
man,
love him.
He had some red skinny jeans on. It wasn't a good look. He had some red skinny jeans on. What was it? Damn, he had a messed up attire. It was some red skinny jeans, a green and yellow Bob Marley looking shirt with a zebra jacket.
Can I ask a question to the ladies?
What's happening?
Y'all like men that wear leopard print clothes and cheetah print clothes?
No, this was my son. This is
my son.
No, no, no. I'm not even talking about kids. I'm talking about, like, I see grown men with cheetah print shirts on and everything like that, and I'm wondering, is they shopping at Rainbow? Like, what's going
man.
On?
Like, they rocking,
yo.
Like, you smell like some old cross color damage type clothes.
Yeah.
Low suit.
clothes to me don't matter. But if you're wearing, like, real tight
clothes,
I'm with it. Yeah, I'm not with it. Like, I'm not with it.
Some things are for women only, like high heels. I don't want to see
you
this.
Just,
hey,
look, what's my,
yeah.
What's my name? Right. Like, Trinidad James type people.
Yeah, but I actually thought he was joking when I seen him dressed like that. I didn't know he was for real.
No, I knew he was for real. I knew
Trinidad James.
Yeah,
you know he was for real when you seen that
video? I knew he was for real.
I
knew it. Because by the time I saw it, but listen, but by the time I saw the video, I done heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
everybody was telling me about Pop the Molly. I was sweating. Woo! I'm like, are you serious? That's all he said. But that song, I love that song. I'm sorry.
I just like what he said.
Like,
woo! That's it.
No.
Look at the
whole song
saying,
with him saying woo,
no.
And Rick Ross saying, huh. That'd be a hit.
No.
Look at the Vlad TV interview he did. I thought it was a joke. And he got these big gold loop earrings in there. The Vlad TV YouTube it. He got big loop earrings.
He had a gold earring? Gold hoop?
Yeah. A camo hat and some kind of jacket. I don't know.
This nigga got the Mama Payne wig on his head in the video.
Man.
Yeah, what?
That's just,
the Mama Payne wig.
Mama Payne, John. Some tight ass curls. No, that's his hair. That's his hair.
Why would you do his hair
y'all
like that?
Listen. Y'all say what
y'all
want.
I don't understand the concept. His name is Trinidad.
And he got the Homer Simpson mouth.
Yeah,
y'all
can't.
He's from America. His name is Trinidad. So Trinidad is markable.
And you know what's funny? He's in college. Well, he finished college. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, like
he in college for extra teeth.
Like him.
He
no,
came from up. He
I
came
like,
from up north to south.
Yo, listen, y'all can say what y'all want, but that ogle, everything is fly. And I like his song.
It is.
He said, "Now my side chick is my main chick, cause my main chick ain't feeling me no more." No
mo. Honest. So honest.
Because she probably like, look, nigga, you can't be using up all my hair products in the morning, like.
Man, honest was like dudes in them cheetah pants.
You said what?
Honest, you like them cheetah pant dudes, don't you?
No, I don't. I just like his music.
She's like, now you're gonna wake up one day, that nigga gonna have on your pants.
I'm on Kevin Gates.
I thought those was leggings. Y'all keep calling them pants. I thought they was leggings.
What's leggings?
I thought dude had on like some leggings and whatever. That
they
was
got
like
cheetah
that.
Everything now. Like they tearing the game up. Niggas gonna be wearing sports bras in the summer. Watch.
No, listen. I like Trinidad James. That's my shit. That fucking song.
Have you heard the CD?
Yeah.
I heard the CD one nothing.
Yo, you know what his best song is? The remix to Pop the Molly, the joint that he on rap on. Crazy.
Yeah. that's my shit. Now, even once I heard that, seeing that all
the rappers
three of
respected
them,
him to get on there.
Yeah, no,
it's about
T.I. Jeezy, and what's that guy?
Two Chainz sucked at it.
No, I loved all these joints, but all of them they use the same flow. They use the same flow that Trinidad James did, and I thought that was
crazy.
Like, you couldn't do
nothing. Two Chainz sucked. T.I. and Jeezy killed it, but Two Chainz is retarded as hell. I don't even know.
Only thing Two Chainz say that I like.
Man, he got two
things.
True.
That's the only thing I say I like when he say on it. He say
on it. All you listen to is the ad libs. That's all he listens to.
He's like, I like dudes called Sahana. My belt called Sahana. I like when he say Hunter. He don't say Hunter. Nigga say Hunter.
Now, I like 2 Chainz until he stopped rhyming. That's when I hate him. Once he could
he was
still
than
say
Titty
some
Boy.
Shit.
So then you don't like nothing he said.
He was Titty Boy.
Say, yeah,
he
most of the shit he say I don't fuck with because, like, you have to rhyme. I'm sorry. Like, you need to rhyme 2 Chainz. I hate that shit.
Well, when his name was Titty Boy, he sounded
Titty
a
Boy
little
was.
Bit
Oh, you talking about when he was in Get Your Money, Little Duffel Bag Boy?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was Titty Boy.
Chainz, he sounds a little more commercial.
He
sounds I like 2 Chainz. I don't like to look at him, but I really like I like 2 Chainz. I like 2 Chainz.
Oh,
man.
He's too
listen,
much for me.
Do you listen to Kevin Gates? Kevin Gates.
Never heard of him.
Kevin Gates, heard of him.
Kevin Gates is the shit
one
right now.
Right? Oh, no, that's Kevin McCall.
Yeah, right? YMCMB, man, they had to pay him a 1 album deal. Get that new one, the Lucas Braskin store. YouTube, man, dude is the hottest nigga in the He probably one of the hottest in the game now.
Okay,
I'm
yeah,
smart.
Send me the link.
I played his CD 6 times straight through, back and forth, no skipping.
Oh, that's hot. That's
oh, yeah,
good.
That's hot.
I'm listening
that's
to him
good.
Now in my tattoo shop. I'm finna close my tattoo shop, and I'm listening to him still. People are like, who is that? I'm like, Kevin Gates. He, evidently, he made so many millions off his first CD last year, and he blew Cash Money Records industry after dropped some money on him. Pretty much they was coming with CDs, and they couldn't sell over Kevin Gates. So they wanted to do a 1 album contract with him just to get some more money at it, you know. Motherfuckers so rich, they're just like, man, give me some extra money. But Kevin Gates bad. He a bad man.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, I got to check him out. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight. We having fun. You know, we talking about bad dates. You know what I mean? Dating people with leopard print stuff. That's what got us all the way from Trinidad James into everything else.
I just
but
wanted to know. Y'all still ain't answer. Y'all date men like that?
Hell no.
Oh,
I came to
oh,
pick you up
nothing.
In a leopard print Dickie set. And some leopard print.
Oh, damn.
And some leopard
if he comes with a leopard print Dickie set, I'm going to call my homie Kay and tell him he got another victim. So if a nigga comes through with that, I'm going to like, okay. I'm going
to
like,
do it, though.
I got a nigga for you. Huh?
Busta used to do it, though. That nigga would have one. Dare print everything.
Busta would never get pussy from me until he did that song. What is it? What's that song? It's how you like it. Look at me now. Yeah, that's when Busta was fuckable. He shaved his shit off and he started rapping real banging her. Like,
banging her.
Ain't nobody got. Right. No, he's always been a great rapper. Like, I love Busta
right.
Rhymes. That's he one
just
of
was
my
like, look, Nicki Minaj, you ain't gonna
time.
Run with my style. I'm gonna get some money off of my shit, too.
Man, that nigga gets swole up the older he get hell.
All the rappers get swole up. I think everybody trying to get diesel.
Hey,
man,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Please put on more muscle.
It
I
is.
Like you
it
to
is.
Work out. Maybe
it is
I'll start
wrong
rubbing
with
on you, Smooth.
Ain't nothing wrong ain't with not. It, but if you got all the muscles, you get knocked out, I'm going, that's just fucked up. Like, don't get all those muscles
you,
for show.
Well,
wait,
Smooth,
you
that, like, if you get some muscles, Wait. Smooth, you get some muscles, I'll rub on them.
You'll rub on my muscles? I'm going to get some tomorrow. How much they cost?
You what?
I'm going to buy some tomorrow.
Yeah, go cop that. Yeah. Shout out to everybody listening. I'm about to go in and play some more music. I was trying to show some love to my homeboy, Mill Ticket. He sent me a track called Twerk. You know, I'm gonna learn I'm gonna learn how to twerk. I'm gonna learn how to twerk one day.
Gotta learn how to twerk. That's a good anniversary thing.
You are not going to twerk, honest. Come on now.
I was a little. Wait. Last night we was doing a little twerking, a little bit, cause I ain't really, my butt just shakes anyway, cause it's big or whatever.
I was about to say.
You don't have to learn how to twerk.
Your butt has a mind of its own.
Yeah, it does its own thing because it's just I swear to God, my ass is like really body. That's the way
that
it is.
Got his own zip code.
Just be on his own shit. So, but I can't control it. But it's just be going crazy. But we was getting it in last night. Shout out to everybody who came and show love. My Care Bear Cookie
love you. Shout out to my Frank. Shout out to my Dazzy, my Lady Banks, definitely my boo. Like I said, Miss Katie, we was in there. We had fun last night. We was drunk as shit.
That's the best way to be. You know, I'm still trying to make it up there at the end of March. Still going to make it up there for, like, open mic.
Come to Philly. Everybody come to Philly. Tomorrow, we definitely got the real live cypher going on at Music Knox Loft Studios, 3849 Warren Street. Call me, 215-839-8186 for more information. I need to fucking promote that shit to niggas on Instagram. I'm about to do that right now. But check out this song. Like I said, my homie sent me this shit. It's called Twerk. It's got to be hot because it's talking about twerking.
Okay.
Scooter
production.
Hey, Fish. Hey,
Fish. I got one.
Ordinary.
All the ladies, put your hands up. All the ladies, put your hands up. All the ladies, put your hands up. Put your motherfucking hands up.
I said I'm ballin' doing me, them haters standing on the wall. Looking real sick, watching me by the ball. I bagged this chick named Diamond, she was shining from a ball. She said she wanna quick, yeah, told her meet me at the car. Twerk, twerk, make that booty work, work, work. Let me see you twerk, twerk, twerk. Make that booty work, work, work. Let me see you twerk, make that booty work. We gonna need a hearse, I kill that pussy like a verse. We never converse, I'ma start like Converse. You a sellout concert, I make them dollars converse. Like Kels, I'm a flirt. Drinking on that perp, smoking on that perp. I'm so high, I'm off earth, but I stay alert. Strap with that tool, not talking about no belt. I'm talking heavy metal, dude. I'm just trying to do me, like bitches trying to do me. I usually fuck them by the bed at night. I'm trying to do three to make it home by four to hit the track by five. Yeah, I love them strippers.
I'm always on my grind.
That money on my mind. That money keep calling. Bitch, shake your ass. That money keep falling. I stay on my hustle. The hood know I'm balling. And now we race a nigga if a nigga gets the trolling. Yeah.
Ladies, make your ass cut. Ladies, make your ass cut. Ladies, make your ass cut. Let me see you make your ass cut. Make it drop, then bring it back. Make it drop, then bring it back. Make it drop, then bring it back. Let me see you make your ass.
I said I'm ballin' doing me, them haters standing on the wall. Looking real sick, watching me by the ball. I bagged this chick named Diamond, she was shining from a ball. She said she wanted quick, yeah, told her meet me at the car. Twerk, twerk, make that booty work, work, work. Let me see you twerk, twerk, twerk. Make that booty work, work, work. Let me see you twerk, make that booty work. I make her come first, then I quench her thirst. Bust up in her mouth, bust up, bust her mouth. Can't stand them gold diggers, but I dig them out. Y'all know what I'm about, money in the bitches. And I never settle, once I'm rich, I'm gonna be richer. Can't forget my niggas, shout out to my clique. We make it rain in the club, y'all make it drizzle in that bitch. I got bitches on my dick, because I'm fly as shit. And always in the fly as shit, and always smoke that fire pit. Get this nigga brisk, now get this nigga.
We sure love, that was some music, boy. Ticket twerk, but I heard my boy Looney Tunes was on the line, so I had to cut this song short.
Let's go.
He gone.
And I gotta call him back.
I'm about to call him. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. So, you know, I'm about to call Looney Tunes because I want to talk to him.
Because you want to talk to him?
He's going to be Looney Tunes on the line. I ain't talked to him all year.
I told him not to answer your call.
You told him not to answer my calls?
Yeah.
What type of shit is that?
I'm hating.
Hey, I got confident. Looney Tunes, hello?
What did you do, though?
Hey! I miss you. I heard you was on the line. I had to call and bring you back in on the show. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, where we love you so much.
What's happening?
I see you in the gym. You're going to be he getting his muscles on and shit now. You
yeah.
Trying to get sexy for me. I like that.
You know it. You goddamn know it.
definitely. Shout out to the VIP All-Star, Philly Shine Radio, Looney Tunes, Beat Jug. One of the first records that was even spinning on this joint, Powerful Draws. We go back
classic.
Like Powerful Draws.
Like a classic right there.
Yeah, definitely. How you been? What's up? Dude? We got to have a get an interview popping. We need an update of my superstar.
What we got going on, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to take over the world, man. Been working on a lot of new beats, and, you know, I'm turned up with Philly Shine.
Definitely, thank you. I love this song. I love all your music. I love playing your music. We fucks with Exotic, all crazy.
Yeah, Exotic, that's my joint right there.
That Exotic, I love Exotic. That's my
joint. And that joint,
right,
I done been lied to.
yes, we love
Exotic.
And, of course, we love the song with Rihanna and Future, which is just definitely epic. I know that's definitely opened up a lot of doors for you. I'm so proud of you. I can't even scream loud enough. It's crazy.
I definitely appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it, too.
You were supposed to give Rihanna my number. That's messed up.
Hey, what did Dre song say? Started from the bottom, now we here.
Exactly, man. My whole team with me, man. Exactly. Like, I appreciate it. Like, you definitely one of I can't even say how amazing you are as an artist and how influential you are with Philly Shine Radio. You like gotta get you up here. You gotta get to Philly. I'm gonna get you to Philly. I know this year.
You can move to Atlanta and you can take my job and you can be with him all the time.
What would happen if we were together all the time? Like, I don't even know. I would probably, I'm a bad influence. I'm going to have your ass doing all types
drunk
of shit.
And everything. You is a bad influence.
Fuck
I
you, Simone.
I can tell you now. I can tell you. Y'all going to be, y'all be fighting.
No, we not. We going to be fighting.
Because you, he's stubborn like you.
No, I'm a nice person, though. Even DeMel, like, his ass had me cold as shit when he came to Philly. Outside, he going the wrong goddamn way because he looking at Philly's girl's big butt. I'm done. Like, when you
hey, ain't
Philly,
nothing wrong with that.
When you get to Philly, Looney Tunes, you got to stay focused. You'll lose your hat looking at these big butts. I'm saying. I think Atlanta got big butts. I think the big butts is up here.
I think it's big butts all around the world, and it never hurts to look. You have to view. That's why they're here.
But what you got coming up? What you doing this week in Atlanta?
In the studio working. You in the city?
No. I wish I was.
Oh, okay.
I wish
you
I was.
Talking about you going to be in the city turning up.
I don't know. We'll see. Money been kind of better, so maybe I could get down there real fast. My sister just moved back into the city down there, so I'll come check it out. Let me ask
well,
you, go ahead,
Vanilla,
because I was going to ask you the topic question.
April 26th, 29th, we'll be at DJs United Conference. The whole
oh, I'm
going to
be here. Yeah, I'm
going
to be there.
We'll 4,200 DJs in one building. And Looney Tunes will be performing for the DJs, and then we go home.
I will definitely be there. I'm appreciative of all the love you guys show, so I got to get my ass on one of these planes. God damn, I got to get on a plane.
We'll be in Birmingham in April. I got to go get the contract sent over. But we'll be in Birmingham in April sometime.
Okay, so now Looney, I gotta ask you tonight's topic question. I know I always gotta ask people the question, but I just gotta say it. What would you do, or what have you done to try to fix a bad date? And listen to DeMel, he's talking about something. I was thinking like I was there. What would you do to fix a bad date? You're already on it, whatever. You're trying to make it better. Or
Can you make a bad day better?
Can you make a bad day better? It really all depends on the situation, on how you cheering up their day, you know. There's different ways you could cheer up their day. So, you know, of course you can make a bad day better.
See, that's what's up. See, I like that.
That
it
was
all
nice.
Always, and it don't always have to be about just giving them dick, like Tamu said. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then how else you going to brighten up their day?
You can brighten up a woman's day with more than dick.
I bring them some dead flowers.
Dead flowers?
Yeah.
That's why you single.
That's
why you like you single.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
Everybody like dead flowers.
That's why you single. That's definitely
right,
why
I'll
you
bring
single.
Some live flowers then.
Yeah, dummy. Shout out to Demel. Just definitely show some love on Instagram with Team Beat Jug. Definitely support my boy Looney Tunes. Follow him, Looney Tunes Beat Jug. Definitely all gold, everything. You know what I mean? How does that feel, having a gold record and shit? I've seen that.
Oh, man, it feel amazing, man. It's just like all your hard work. Cause you've been, you know what I'm saying, sacrificing and doing, and it's like,
Finally paying off.
Then, you know, the album doing good. It's at like 800,000 now, 800,000 plus, so it's almost platinum.
This nigga about to be platinum.
You know what I mean?
That is really heavy. That is really heavy. I seen the plaque, so like I said, again, congratulations and shit. That's real crazy. I love that song. It's just so romantic, that beat. It's so romantic.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of a song that Foes had for.
Huh?
Nothing.
You said what? No, say that again. I missed it because you were just talking low. Don't be saying... Demel, I hate, don't do that.
You gonna put that nigga on blast, nigga done got quiet and shit.
He kind of act all reserved, like he a good girl and shit. Nigga, you is bad. You ain't no peer. You a preacher daughter and shit. You be getting it in when anybody looking. Ain't nobody looking.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Demel. Okay, Demel, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. It's cool. But definitely, I got to say, my boy on the line, I got to play my favorite track that you produced. And I love the joint you did with Rihanna. I love it 7 times over. But what's been the inspiration to a lot of people at X-Squad DJs is this track that you did for Future, Go Harder, which is, I'm sure, probably instrumental to how you've just gone hard, as hard as you have. I've seen so much growth in you, you know what I'm saying? Like, even down
wow.
to you in the gym, you flying out and you doing different things, you know what I'm saying? I know you were in L.A. during Grammy weekend. How was that?
Oh, man, Grammy weekend was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was out there for the whole week and the whole weekend. You know what I'm saying? Out there rubbing elbows with the world. I ran into so many people. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was cool. It was fun. I had a ball. I made the best out of it. I was out there working with a little bit of everybody. So, you know.
Okay. What do we have? Yeah, like I'm about to put my ear right now to my cell phone. What do we have coming up? Stop playing. Don't tease me. You got to give it to me.
You got to keep your ear to the street. I can't let the hat out the bag.
Tease me. That's not right. Don't tease me. I'm going to put that on Twitter, Instagram. Don't tease me, Looney Tunes Beat Jug. I like
wow.
Beat Jug. Even though every time I say Beat Jug, I think of a blowjob. But
Nah, I think of the juggernaut. That's how we do it, man. We beat jugging, man. You know?
Beat jug. Let everybody know what beat jug is again.
Beat jug is the accumulation of revenue as a result of producing original music composition. You know what I'm saying? That's my company. That's my label. You know what I'm saying? I'm CEO. And we just, you know what I'm saying, got writers up under me, producers. We're just working, man. I'm building an empire. So, you know.
That's what's up. I'm in on it. I'm in on it.
It's on the brain.
Oh, definitely. We fucks with it. We fucks with everybody. Like I said, I wanna show some love and play that track we love so much. Real inspirational. Future Go Harder, produced by my babe, Looney Tunes. We're going to get you on deck maybe next Tuesday. What you doing? We have a live interview with you while I'm doing my Ustream. I'm going to be Ustreaming for Music Not Lost Studios. It's going to be crazy. We can be face-to-face a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You with it? Is it a date, Looney Tunes? It'll be a good date.
When is it?
Next Tuesday.
Okay.
Well, this Tuesday. I have a little Looney Tunes Philly Shine Radio again for the 2013.
2013?
Yeah.
Then you can play some new songs that you got, like Bonnie and Clyde.
I don't have Bonnie and Clyde. Where's Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh.
We're going to write my email.
Exclusive? Yeah, we're going to wait the Tuesday.
Oh, all right. We're going to get it on deck. I'm about to check my email because it should be in my email. The mail. What the fuck? I'm about to search my
email. You got broke niggas? You know, everybody can't stand a broke nigga.
No. What's broke niggas?
Another exclusive.
Demel ain't sent me nothing to.
I got you before Tuesday.
All right. Yeah, definitely shout out to DJ Tony H, ATL on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. Go hard. He's real heavy. Looney Tunes official DJ, even though he got all of us, you know. But Tony H is definitely that nigga on the joint, like pushing that beat jug. So we appreciate that. And then thank you so much for answering when I called, even though Tamu said he was going to tell you not to pick up when I called you.
Yeah, I was going to hate you.
Tamu a little bit named Troublemaker. That's my fucking Looney Tune.
I was going to tell him to call up Rihanna and talk to her instead.
All right.
Hey, shit. Might as well. I don't know. Like, once you get that million, though, I might have to move to ATL. Like, yo, this is my nigga right here. That's where you're going to really see the ghetto come out of Raleigh and shit.
But you're going to be on ATL, Housewives?
I'll be like, yo, listen, what's up, y'all? Yeah, my nigga is a million soul. What the fuck? Like, no, I'm joking.
My nigga
come
got two platinum records out. I don't got to work nowhere.
No. I ain't no gold digger. I'm a gold digger. Y'all already know.
Yeah,
but,
you're a gold digger.
I'm a gold digger, bitch.
I said gold. You're gold oriented. You a boss.
I am. Do the Rick Ross ad-lib. This nigga love ad-libs.
Bro, you gotta do that. Every time you finish talking, just like,
I'm done with you. But we'll go ahead and play some more music, close out the show, but check out everybody else on the switchboard. You know, 1 a.m., we're done. Tonight didn't have that many technical difficulties. I appreciate you, Blog Talk. That's why I love you so much, more than the switchboard. I love this fucking shit. Check it out.
Three-man motto. The future is
going by any means. By all means necessary, we're going to get it. star lifestyle.
Yeah, ask her.
Yeah, I done been lied to, but I've been a gig.
For real,
I done had all kind of people turn against. Smokers trying to break me down, I'm gonna go harder. Smokers trying to break me down, I'm gonna go harder. I done been lost, I done been crossed.
I come and lay down. I don't go to sleep, but I
definitely made him be ready to go to sleep. And I found out that that's not really counterproductive, you know what I'm saying? Because you should rush your muscle stuff.
So what are you trying to change anyway?
It working out shit is hard. I can't even take it. I really can't. I really can't take it. But shout out to everybody who's tuned in tonight on the show. It was good connected with hearing from Tamu. It was great having Diva on the line and her king joining in. I'm so happy for her. I love her little ring on it. I love it, love it, love it. Even though DeMello is talking shit, you still my baby. It's like, no. COX Squad DJ's in the building doing his thing. And like he said, it's all about, it's nothing wrong with being nice, because then it spreads even more. You know what I'm saying? I want my niceness to spread out too. I'm trying to spread it out.
And there's nothing wrong with being mean either. So when you be nice, they'll appreciate it.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
As fucked up as that sounds, it makes a lot of sense. People would appreciate this shit. But at the end of the day, I just have to say it's been real fun tonight. It's been real banging, talking about tonight's topic. And, you know what I mean? Like I said, talking to Looney Tunes BJ. Make sure y'all tune in. My next episode is going to be all dedicated to him. We're going to check out some things because he has been Philly Shine Radio since the beginning, you know what I mean? One of the first artists I even had the pleasure of working with, who that, Diva?
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of the first artists I had the pleasure of working with on Philly Shine Radio, and Looney Tunes has just been working hard and harder and harder. My favorite song from Looney Tunes got to be Raw That Shit, though. That's my favorite song from him. You remember that song, Timbu? Raw That
Yeah.
Shit? I'm ready to play that song. I'm going to play that song. I'm about to upload that joint again. Raw That Shit.
I don't think I heard
shit,
a joint that you played, a beat that was made by him or a song that I didn't like.
Yeah, no, he is shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
One thing, and I'm going to be honest, when I first started doing Philly Shine Radio, I would just play music of my peoples and my homies, you know what I'm saying, regardless. Like, this one guy, I don't even feel like saying his name, but we cool or whatever. But he had the most worst music in the world, and the only thing that would just ever save the show would be one of Looney Tunes songs or one of the songs from Dunny or some shit. Like,
oh, that's crazy.
Yo, it was so bad. It was so bad. I don't even remember this music, but it was so bad. Like, it was real bad. It was real bad. And I just would be like, at the end of the day, it's my fucking show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play what the fuck I want. But
right.
And it was definitely popping, yo. Philly Shine Radio has always been popping. But in the beginning, this joint was whopping. It was real, real crazy. So we definitely attribute that to probably even Looney Tunes, X Squad DJs, all the artists who support me. It's definitely banging. The five-year anniversary, which is coming this October, is going to be real ridiculous. I got a little money set to the side to do something real big for that. So,
well, I'm going to have to definitely make sure I make it up there at the end for you. You said it's in October?
October. Yeah, October is the anniversary for Philly Shine Radio. So,
Philly Shine it was my inspiration to start KNS Radio. Honestly, it was my inspiration.
Yeah, I love, and I'm KNS Radio too, like, for real, but my ass has scaled back a bit, because what I was doing, I was just doing too much for too many people, and
right.
I just really had to stop that shit, you know, because people don't appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? They really,
yeah, you're right about
you
that.
Know, they really, I don't give a fuck that people don't appreciate it, but it just, like I said, it makes me,
you know, slow it down a little bit. So we're going to take this time to just say goodnight to everybody. The show's about to end, actually, so I'll get a chance to play Raw That Shit on motherfucking Tuesday when we show some love to my boy Looney Tunes and the whole Beat Jug Squad. We'll have some fun.
Well, I definitely want to say goodnight to my boo, Miss Honest Fire. Thank you so much for everything that you do for me and, you know, the retweets and then our little conversations when you get to call me and shit like that. I mean, I don't fuck with too many females. You, shit, you real. I love you.
Thank you. And I love you back, too. I really do. You're just a banging-ass motherfucker. Like, I love everything about you, your personality, down to your voice, your freaking body, your ass, your fucking...
Girl, that
all
ass
people
is something.
All that support you. Yeah. That's what's up. Me and you can fuck with each other all day. Like, because I have the most fun with girls with big butts. I just, I mean, shout out to all my girlfriends who really don't have an ass, you know what I mean? We talk about it. I'm honest. Like, you know, yo shit flat, yeah, whatever. But.
Right. Did you see that tweet? I had put that tweet out. I said, if me and Honest Fire did a poster together, the Stark and Jergens hand lotion would go up. Them niggas would be. That shit would
yes.
be hot.
And that is coming soon. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely will get to see that. And definitely, like my homie Chuck Belafonte, who called in, he said his video shoot is this Sunday, 4:15, Sheltenham Avenue. Anybody on deck, come through. Tomorrow we got the cipher going on. Hit me up, 215-839-8186. Next Wednesday, the big open mic. It's going to be stupid. I forgot what we're doing, but I'm going to tell y'all what we're doing later once I get the flyer and stuff. For a person that do promotion, I got the worst memory. I don't know. It's fucked up. That's probably why I got to work so goddamn hard. But it's cool. Good night, everybody. And like I said, thank you so much. We had no technical difficulties tonight. End of the show real well. I'll talk to y'all soon. I'm going to hit you up, Diva.
All right, boo.
Oh, all right, Honest.
Bye. Good night.